have you been had a chance yet to look and see what this revision is that they're talking about and what it could mean?
We have had a chance to give it an initial review, but are obviously taking some time to do a bit more detailed consideration of the new rule and what its impact is going to be. But just in summary, today the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers issued a final rule amending the 2023 definition of waters of the United States to conform with the Supreme Court's May 2023 decision in Sackett versus EPA. So if your listeners remember, the Sackett decision basically found that the significant nexus test was illegal not only under the Clean Water Act, but also the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. And so the agencies have rewritten that rule, excluding any reference to the significant nexus definition, but also, I think, you know, in response to that, limiting the categories of waters that are jurisdictional under the Clean Water Act.
So then for our listeners, what could this mean for them on their farms and ranches?
Sure. There are, I would say, three real practical changes that came from today's rule to the definition that was issued earlier today. So interstate wetlands are no longer considered jurisdictional waters. The rule limits jurisdictional tributaries to features that are relatively permanent, standing, or continuously flowing bodies of water, and redefines the term adjacent to mean having a continuous surface connection. So it does narrow the number of features across the country that are going to be subject to federal Clean Water Act permitting, either from EPA or the Army Corps of Engineers. You know, think isolated ponds on a ranch. Because those are isolated, those are likely no longer jurisdictional. Ephemeral features on operations are also likely not jurisdictional anymore. And we were able to retain some of those really important agricultural exclusions for features like prior converted cropland. So overall, obviously still doing a more detailed read, but I think that producers across the country and all landowners should be happy with the rule that we got from EPA today.
And this has been such a big issue for many years now. And over, you know, things like this with the rules and the definitions that, you know, with the smallest definition can have such big effects on the farms and ranches and landowners. Do you think that, this may not be a fair question because you have not had much time to look over this. We're talking just a few hours after the EPA announced their changes. Do you think that more changes are still needed, or does this fix a lot of the problems? And again, I completely understand if you haven't had a chance to look at it that closely.
It is still early. We've had the rule for less than 3 hours. So to your point, definitely still doing a pretty careful read. I think that there is going to be the need for additional guidance and, you know, implementation materials from the agencies. But now that we have this revised rule, I think it gives us a good starting point. And hopefully, at least, you know, speaking for NCBA, we look forward to working with EPA and the Army Corps as they develop those implementation guidance documents to ensure that we provide as much clarity as possible for landowners.
So overall, would you say that this is at least a bit of a win for farmers and ranchers?
Yeah, I think honestly, you know, it all stems back to that decision that we got from the Supreme Court earlier this year, which was an absolutely, I can't overstate how big of a win that was. It was a massive win for farmers, ranchers, and really all landowners and regulated stakeholders. And so this rule, in an effort to implement that decision and the next necessary step, I would say is a positive development. And continues us down the path of achieving some finality and some really helpful clarity in this WOTUS space.
So at this point, is there anything else that you think that our listeners should know?
You know, I think it's going to continue to develop, continue to listen in, continue to read the news as we, you know, continue to work with the agencies and figure out how this is going to impact landowners across the country. But I think that we can rest a little easier tonight after getting this rule today.
Yeah. Well, thank you again for the call. You know, I know, like you said, you haven't had much time at all to read over all of this, but I appreciate your early thoughts and letting us get that out there.